Good evening, everyone. It is now 7 o'clock p.m.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. It is good to see everyone tonight. Today is Monday, May the 24th, 2021, and I now call to order the City of Fairburn's Council meeting via Zoom. Ms. Moss, are you on the line to call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Councilwoman Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Councilman Pat Palin.
Present.
The Honorable Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones. The Honorable Councilman Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Councilman James Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, you have a quorum.
Thank you so much, Ms. Moss. Before we begin the meeting tonight, I would like for us all to just pause for a few minutes in honor of Robert H. Jones, the husband of our Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones, who was funeralized this afternoon. I just ask that we bow our heads for just a few minutes in homage to Mr. Jones. Amen.
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 We will now have the invocation by Pastor Darius Cotto from the First Baptist Church of Fairburn. How are you this afternoon? Haven't seen you in a long time.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to see all of you and thank you for the privilege.
Thank you. Would you give us our invocation for this evening?
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege that you give us to come before you. And Lord, you are the source of all wisdom. And we pray that you would impart your wisdom to our city leaders this evening that they may pursue the good of our city and every citizen, Lord. Thank you for each one of our leaders, for their obedience to your call, Lord. They do this out of love for our city. And I pray that tonight's agenda is your agenda. Lord, turn their hearts to accomplish your will. We continue to pray for protection from coronavirus. Be with those that are still sick. Lord, for those that have lost a loved one. Lord, be with the doctors, with the nurses, and Lord, we thank you for our police stations. Lord, thank you for the fire department. And Lord, we continue to pray for protection over them. Lord, please empower us as citizens to give our leaders the respect due to their office. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your wisdom. We ask you this in your precious name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The next item on the agenda tonight is the adoption of the City Council minutes. We have two sets of minutes for tonight. The first set is the May 10th, 2021 City Council meeting minutes. Council members, you all have received a copy of those minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to that minute? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of May 10th, 2021?
So moved, Councilman Smallwood.
The motion has been made by Councilman Smallwood. Is there a second?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, second.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposing? That motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda are our executive session minutes of May 10th, 2021. Attorney Turner, around, I guess, 5:30 this afternoon, sent us a revised paragraph for the executive session minutes. Have you all seen the revised paragraph?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the executive session minutes of May 10th, 2021 as revised by City Attorney Randy Turner?
So move, Councilman Whitmore.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore. Is there a second?
Councilwoman second. Davis, second.
The second has been made by Councilwoman Linda J. Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposing? That motion carries 5-0. The executive session minutes are approved as revised.
Thank you, ma'am.
The adoption of the city council agenda is next. We need to add one item to the agenda, and that's going to be a short video of a state certification that was presented to our police chief, Stoney Mathis, this morning at 10 o'clock. I would like to add that in under discussions, but add it in as a presentation. The next item on the agenda will be the office of the mayor, and it's the appointment of our city clerk. For mayor and council to appoint Ms. Dina Robinson Ray as the city clerk for the city of Fairburn. Item number two is being pulled from the agenda tonight. The interim finance director came in and asked that it be pulled and be placed on the next meeting, which is June 14th. The next
I'm sorry, Mayor, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I appreciate that. That's a good move. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is Parks and Recreation. Mr. John Colbert from Mayor and Council to discuss and approve the proposed plan for the opening of Duncan Park Pavilions, the Youth Center, Frankie Arnold Stage, and the Coral Robinson Park on June 1st, 2021. The next item is economic development, and that's Sylvia Abernathy from Mayor and Council to approve the third Fridays on Main Street, which will occur once a month at the Frankie Arnold Stage and Courtyard. The last item on the agenda tonight is from our utility department, Mr. John Martin, and that is for Mayor and Council to approve the renewal agreement between GFL Solid Waste Southeast LLC, doing business as GFL Environmental, and the City of Fairburn for residential solid waste collection services. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the agenda as read?
So move, Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
The motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Smallwood.
And it has been properly seconded by Councilman Ulysses Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposing? That motion carries 5-0. The city council agenda for May 24th has now been approved. Okay, the first item is our short video presentation. Is Bazillo, are you on the line or is
Mayor, I'm on the line, ma'am.
Okay, let's see if we can run that short. Chief, would you like to make a few comments before they actually see the video?
Yes, I would. I would just like to say, first of all, thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council, for allowing us to present this video today. I know a state certification doesn't sound like much, but this is year three. We have a recertification every 3 years. So what we had to do this year is prove that we've been following our policies that got approved 3 years ago. And when I talk about a state certification, this means that we're using best practices throughout the nation. Although it's a state certification, what really that means is things that you see on the news, things you see on YouTube that's happening all over the country would not happen here in Fairburn if we're using our policy correctly and if we're following policy and more importantly, the way we train. So the things that you see nationwide will not happen here in Fairburn because of the way we train. And I just wanted to make that comment because this video, I think it shows us getting this the certification, but it goes a lot deeper than that. That means there's a lot of people in the police department doing a lot of good work for us to continue to keep this state certification.
Thank you, Chief Mathis. Would you all run the video, please?
To be here to represent the executive board for the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police. My name is Chuck Rover. I'm the coordinator for the state certification program for Georgia. I wanted to, you may already know this, but this department's already been certified previously. Being certified the first time is not too difficult. It's, we allow a lot of winning. The second time around, it's a lot more difficult because you got to show all the proofs for 3 years to maintain that you continually maintain your standard, your policies and procedures and all the documentation that's required. You know as well as I do the way law enforcement is being treated around the country nowadays. This program is probably more relevant now than it ever has been before. It's critical that we get more and more agencies involved in this program. Out of over 500 police departments in Georgia, 159 sheriff's departments, county police, 10 or 12 state agencies, there's only about 150 agencies in Georgia that are state certified. And that's one of my responsibilities, one of my marching orders that I've been given is to try to get more and more agencies involved. So, you should be very proud of this department. The accomplishment that they have done is important, not only for you and for the government, but also for the citizens of Fairburn. If you're not state certified nowadays, you're a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I really believe that. And that's why I'm sold on this program. I know how important it is. So without further ado, Chief, I'd like to present your state certification plaque. This is signed by the governor, signed by Bruce Headley, who is the president of the Georgia Chiefs, Janet Boone, who is the Peachtree City Police Chief. She's also the chair of the Joint Review Committee, which is the committee that actually approves the certification. Billy Spear.
Grogan.
No, the Georgia Sheriff's Association.
Oh.
Anyway.
I can't see it either, man.
Anyway, I'm not sure. And then Butch Ayers, who is my boss, okay. The executive director of the Georgia Chiefs. Your state certification is from April 14th, 2021, which is the day the state Joint Review Committee approved it, until April 30th, 2024.
Okay.
So for the next 3 years, Chief.
Next three years.
Wow.
All
right, can we get it?
Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Chief.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Public comments. Do we have anyone in the hopper for public comments on tonight?
Mayor, as far as signing up, there were none at this time.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. The next item on the agenda is from the Office of the Mayor, and is the appointment of our city clerk for mayor and council to appoint Ms. Dina Robinson-Ray as the city clerk for the city of Fairburn. And the effective date is June 7th. Dina is on the line. Dina, could you all unmute her and let her say a few words to council?
Well, it's going to be a pleasure to serve you. I'm so excited to start this new venture of my life. I've been in municipal and county government for 27 years. So I've worked in a lot of different departments. So I'm pretty well versed and rounded with the government. So that helps a lot. So I can't wait to start and meet all of you.
Well, thank you. Council, do you have any questions or comments to Dina? And I know her name doesn't sound like it's Dina, but it is Dina. Okay. Was that Councilman Whitmore? Did you have something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I would just like to say to Dina, welcome aboard. We're waiting, anxiously waiting on your arrival in June. And Fairburn is a wonderful city. I'm sure you'll learn our citizens as well as our department heads, as well as all of our elected officials. So welcome aboard, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Oh, any other council members before we call for the vote for the
appointment? Yes, ma'am.
Mayor.
Bye. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Councilwoman Linda Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I also want to welcome Dina. Is it Roberson Ray?
It's Roberson Ray.
Roberson Ray. Okay, thank you. Just looking at your resume, you do have extensive experience in various different departments and positions within government. Very impressive. One question I want to ask you that I may have overlooked in your resume, maybe you can kind of share with me. Do you have any certifications that you have acquired or earned relative to a city clerk position?
Actually, I've been with the town of Sharpsburg now for 3 years. Because of the COVID, I was not able to finish my certification, but I'm halfway there and I'm willing and ready to finish every certification that I need.
Okay. All right. Great. You're halfway there. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath. Hi, I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate the fact you're coming aboard and look forward to you you being here working with us. And like I say, it's just exciting to have somebody so fast and with as much experience as you seemingly have. So looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it too.
Amen.
All right, Councilman Smallwood, just keeping it short, and just welcome aboard, and I can't wait to meet you and work with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Palin, do you have anything to say?
It's all right if I just call you D as opposed to going through all the rest of it.
Yes, sir. I accept that.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm ready to start.
Okay. And that day, council, is June 7th. So let's get a motion on the floor to approve.
I have a question for you in reference to the budget impact. What is the salary for Ms. Roberson Ray? It's not notated on here. It's just says salary plus fringes.
Her salary is, hold on a second.
I can answer that.
Okay, Dina, you want to do it?
It was $60,902.40, I believe, to be exact.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And that was an omission on our part by not putting it in the on the cover sheet.
Well, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. And let me repeat again, the date, start date is June 7th. And Ms. Moss will continue to be with us until that date. Okay, with that being said, is there a motion on the floor to approve the appointment of Dina Robinson Ray as the city clerk for the city of Fairburn, effective June 7th, 2021?
So moved, Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Smallwood.
Seconded by Councilman Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Welcome aboard, Dina.
Thank you so much. I can't wait. Cannot wait.
Okay. The next item on the agenda, we pulled item number 2, is item number 3. For mayor and council to discuss and approve the proposed plan for the opening of Duncan Park Pavilions, the Youth Center, Frankie Arnold Stage, and the Cora Robinson Park on June 1st, 2021. Mr. Colbert, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, mayor and council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'd like to again bring forth this request to you for discussion and the approval of the opening of the pavilions, the basketball courts, tennis courts, baseball fields, Cora Robinson Park, Frank Arnold Stage, and the Youth Center for Residents of Fairburn while practicing COVID-19 guidelines provided by the CDC. We welcome the opportunity to get going again in all of these facilities. Are there any questions, Mayor and Council?
Mayor, I have one.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, I was reading through some of the documentation put out by the government, and it seems like that the pool could actually be open if it's treated with enough chlorine and other types of stuff to that actually kills the germ itself. Is there any thought to that?
Well, there's a little risk there because we don't know all of the possibilities with people together in the water, saliva in the water, and also outside of the water. So it's our recommendation at this time, it's my recommendation to Mayor and Council that we hold opening this year.
Okay.
And as you know, things are changing. They haven't changed totally to where we feel 100% safe.
Right, okay, thank you, sir.
Mayor?
Councilwoman Davis?
Yes, I have maybe two questions. I want to follow up with Mayor Pro Tem Heath question in reference to the swimming pools. I wanted to ask Mr. Colbreth, does CDC have already established guidelines for swimming pools? I see this in your documentation under keeping swimming pools properly cleaned and disinfected. So do they have comprehensive protocols in reference to that now that we could follow?
They have the guidelines, and that's what they are for everybody, guidelines. But we feel at this time that we're not ready to open the pool. We feel that we can control better those recreational facilities that are not putting people in close contact in the water and on the deck of the pool.
Okay, so what will we say to citizens who may say certain city over here or this city in the whatever have their swimming pools open and we don't have ours? So what will we give to them? Can you let us know as council members and whatever, what will we say to them, the reason ours will not be open?
We can tell them that we've made a conscientious decision to keep the pool closed this one more year until we see the virus going to another level. The pool puts people together in the water and people are really touching the lava. They're close together, especially young kids. And I think we wanna be safe. And we can be safer given that we won't take that opportunity to provide a risk for having people in the water.
Okay. Okay. I wanted to also ask, will we have an assigned COVID monitor when we open up, you know, the facilities that we are looking at opening up now? We have someone to just, you know, see like if someone doesn't have their mask on, maybe they forgot to put it on or they had it on and they, you know, pulled it down. Will we have monitors walking around in the different facilities that we're about to open to make sure everybody is okay, you will. Good, great. Thank you.
The staff will be monitoring anyone who doesn't have a mask. But as you know now, the topics have changed on wearing masks now. If you have a vaccination, you can wear one if you want to. But we will have we will offer masks to any individual who don't have a mask. But right now, the way things have changed is that if someone tells us that I don't want to put on a mask, I've had my vaccination, then we can't argue with them about that.
Right. Yeah. I'm in agreement with that. I just wanted to make sure we will be monitoring the different guidelines that's set out by the CDC.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Councilman.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Colbert, for your presentation and bringing the guidelines and protocols that we're going to use for opening these facilities. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You're certainly welcome, ma'am.
Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Mayor, I would just like to bring something forward to both Mayor and Council. I think we have an opportunity to address this now since the park is going to be opened up officially as June 1st. But currently, with what we have available at the park, I think it's incumbent upon this Mayor and Council to consider the hours being reflected as a normal park, which would be from dawn to dusk. I think it's going to offer two levels of relief. Number one is going to offer the relief from a PD from coming out there at, what was it, 7 o'clock and then shutting it down at 7 o'clock. Now it'll be open from dawn to dusk. And also number two, in looking at the future of the various things that's going to be happening at the park, and I'll just use the Berry Foundation as my example with the football program that they have. And I believe traditionally they may have a morning session and also an afternoon session. So by going to a dawn to dusk status, as the signs indicate out there, I think would be a welcome change, as well as the walkers that are coming out there now, they'll have a longer length of time to actually exercise. And some people don't get home till 6:30, 7 o'clock, and that'll give them still enough time to change clothes, make it down to the park, and exercise to their heart's desire. So I would just like to bring that up and see what my colleagues and you, Mayor, had to say in reference to that.
I think it's a great idea. If we're gonna open up the park, I think it should be dusk to dawn or dawn to dusk. I'm in the park a lot, and I've been going to the park early in the mornings, and I've gone out there purposely at 7 at night. And I tell you, it is really hard to get those folks out of that park at 7 o'clock. And I can understand, because, you know, they're just getting into their activities, and then we tell them they have to go. And so that has not worked out very well. And so I would like to see the park to be open from dawn to dusk. And I don't think there should be an issue out there. That's what they're used to. And if we're going to open it up, we need to do it with those hours. Any other council members have any other comments concerning the hours that the park on June 1st would be open?
Councilman Smallwood, just stating that I'm in agreement with that.
Okay. Okay, any other questions concerning the opening of these particular facilities at Duncan Park, also the Frankie Arnold Stage, the Youth Center? The Youth Center was on the agenda of the last meeting, so you got the guidelines for the opening of the center really from Mr. John Childs. With that being said, is there a motion on the floor to open up these facilities on June 1st? And the hours dusk to dawn for the Duncan Park.
Yes, so ma'am. Moved by Councilwoman Davis. Whitmore, did you want to make that motion?
That's fine. You can do it.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to add to it. So,
okay, go ahead.
For reality's sake, Mayor, I make a motion that we go with the recommendation of staff to open Duncan Park with the additional activities of the pavilions, basketball courts, tennis courts, baseball fields, Cora Park, Cora Robinson Park, and Frankie Arnold Stage, and the Youth Center for Residents of Fairburn while practicing COVID-19. These services will be effective as of June 1st. And in addition to that, as of this date, the recommendation that the park hours be reflected as dusk or dawn to dusk.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Davis, do you want to second that?
Yes, ma'am. You can put me down for a second.
Okay, Councilwoman, the motion has been made by Councilman James Whitmore and properly second by Councilwoman Linda J. Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0. And
thank you, Mayor.
You're very welcome. Council, I need to bring something else to your attention. City Hall, at the last meeting, I think we talked about City Hall also opening up on June 1st. We're not going to be able to open City Hall on June 1st. And my suggestion is that we delay the opening of City Hall until, let's look at August 1st at the earliest. And the reason I'm making this is for two reasons. First of all, the filters, the special filters that we're going to have to use here in City Hall with people coming in and out of the building are specialty filters that has to be retrofitted for our units that are on the top of this building. Mr. Stokes has been unable to get those filters. And so we cannot open without, we don't want to open without those filters. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the critical components. The other thing is the shields that we're going to need for the receptionist desk. Mr. Stokes has been inundated with a bunch of other tasks. We haven't been able to get the shields. And so for those two reasons, I'm bringing before council tonight that the City Hall will not open on June 1st as we previously voted for the last meeting. So is there any discussion or comments concerning, any questions or comments?
I'm in agreement, Mayor.
Okay. Councilwoman Linda Davis has just given her agreement, or is there any other council member who would like to speak?
I agree as well.
Take care, Mayor.
Okay. All right.
I'm supportive of that. I think it's a wise decision, quite frankly. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Palin. I appreciate that. And I see Mayor Pro Tem shaking his head, so he's in agreement also. Okay. So I'm just going to put a motion on the floor that council approve the opening of City Hall at least August 1st and for the reasons that I so just stated. That's my motion on the floor. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. And it's... I'm sorry, I made that motion. Let me get a motion from Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
So moved, Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Okay. I was second.
And second, okay, the second by Linda J. Davis. I keep forgetting I'm not a council person. So let me apologize. Let me apologize.
That's the only time you've done that.
I know. So the motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath and seconded by Councilwoman Linda J. Davis, that City Hall will remain closed at least until August 1st, 2021. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Thank you all so much. And the next item on the agenda is from Economic Development. Ms. Moss?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you read the last two agenda items for me, please?
Item number four, Economic Development, Sylvia Abernathy. For Mayor and Council to approve the third Fridays on Main Street, which will occur once a month at the Frankie Arnold Stage and Courtyard.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and members of the City Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Cultivating a sense of place while also promoting business opportunities and growth is one of the major goals of our department, the Economic Development and Main Street Department. In keeping with that, Economic Development and Main Street in conjunction with Parks and Recreation is asking the Mayor and City Council to approve third Fridays on Main Street, which will occur once a month at the Frankie Arnold Stage and Courtyard. We are reaching out to all of our businesses within the downtown district to engage their participation and to help promote their services, increasing foot traffic during these events. Many of our businesses have expressed excitement about this, as many of our events had to be postponed as a result of COVID. And coming out of COVID, initial conversations with Parks and Recreation, our streets department, and planning and zoning, this isn't an event that we believe will start the ball rolling and moving us towards normalcy. With that in mind, with that stated, this is not Thursday, Fridays, or Friday events to celebrate our businesses or engage business promotions. It's not new to the City of Fairburn. Parks and Recreations has previously held events similar to this on the last Friday of the month. So Fairburn Third Fridays on Main Street will be a monthly event. The proposed event dates are June 18th, 2021, which will be a Juneteenth cultural celebration. We will also have an event July 16th, Under the Stars, which will be movies and food trucks. Our third event will be a back to school family night, which will allow our residents and citizens to come out and have a night of fun, as well as presentations from our health department and schools within the area. And lastly, but not least, as we activate our alleyway project in redevelopment, September 17th is a proposed date to have jazz in the alley. Discussions with local artists and area churches, high school bands, quartets, and singers are currently underway. And we will, provided that this proposal is approved, we would move forward with solidifying their attendance. The staff recommends approval of third Fridays on Main Street events.
Okay, council, looks like we're getting ready to get back into the groove of being downtown on Fridays. Do you have any questions or comments to Ms. Abernathy concerning this economic development proposal?
Yes, Mayor, I do.
Okay. Mr. Whitmore.
So first of all, I would like to thank Ms. Abernathy for your indulgence and the things that you have been doing with our economic development, as well as the Main Street theme. And I tell you, I think this is exciting times right now, coming out of COVID-19. It froze everybody up last year where we weren't doing anything. And I am really looking forward to some renewed energy and excitement in coming downtown Fairburn. So I just want to thank you for your tenacity and working diligently and putting this together and bringing it before mayor and council is well worth it. And I am sure the citizens will love it. So thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Any other council members?
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Linda J. Davis.
Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, I too am excited about what's getting ready to take off. But I wanted to just check with Ms. Abernathy to just see with all the construction we have going downtown and the streets and everything, will that pose a situation?
Thank you. That's a wonderful question. We met with the Director of Community Development briefly, and we talked, this proposal was a unified effort in looking at the best ways to have an event, given Streetscapes, the Streetscape project would be ongoing. The good news is logistically, we have, there will be no impediments in terms of us managing the crowds, as well as ensuring that guests who come out can get into the courtyard or access the courtyard area and have an enjoyable time. We will have, we've been also coordinating with our street department and parks and recreation to make ensure the right amount of staffing at the entry points and looking at logistics. In keeping with the COVID recommendations, we will have sanitation stations, and we are assured that the restrooms will be cleaned on an hourly basis.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question, Mayor.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes, ma'am. What happens if it were to rain that night?
Yes, sir. That's another great question. We did look at the forecast, and there is an overcast, but it is not scheduled to rain that easy.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but would you reschedule for another Friday night, or would you just forget about it?
Yes, sir. If it is moderate rain, we are looking into having tents in certain areas so that the crowd could be covered. If it was a downpour, we would reschedule.
All right. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other council members? Councilman Pat Pallon.
No. If it rains, I'll bring an umbrella. That's all.
Okay. Any other council members with any other questions or comments to Ms. Abernathy concerning the third Fridays on Main Street? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved, Councilman Whitmore.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore. Is there a second?
Second. Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
You're very welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. The last item on the agenda tonight is from our utilities department. And Mr. John Martin, Madam Interim Clerk, would you read that agenda item, please?
Well, Mayor and Council, to approve the renewal agreement between GFL Solid Waste Southeast LLC, doing business as GFL Environmental, and the City of Fairburn for residential solid waste collection services.
Thank you. Mr. Martin, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone, Mayor and Council.
Good afternoon.
In a review of this renewal agreement between GFL Solid Waste Southeast LLC and doing business as GFL Environmental and the City of Fairburn for this residential solid waste collection services, the history involved consists of the City of Fairburn have been a customer since February 2009, honoring the residential solid waste collection, recycling, and the bulk pickup services. One of the things with this renewal agreement, this is considered an extension for 1 year and 7 months, which is probationary, and it will expire December the 31st, 2022. Throughout the term of the previous renewals, there were no apparent issues, and customers were pretty satisfied with the services. Recently, reports have shown that there's a need for improvement of these services, and the results during the length of this agreement will attest to the continuation of an extended agreement for the future. We're basically looking for innovative things and a good, promising service for the citizens of Fairburn. So what staff is looking for to make the recommendations for the mayor and city council to approve the renewal agreement between GFL Solid Waste Southeast LLC, doing business as GFL Environmental, and the City of Fairburn for residential solid waste collection service, and authorize the mayor to sign the agreement. Are there any questions?
Yes, sir.
Councilwoman Davis.
Yes. Mr. Martin, can you just expound a little bit on what these improvements need to take place, or what was wrong before, what they didn't do. Can you just kind of expound a little bit on that for us, please?
Well, basically, most of the things we do, we looked at the ratio of issues that came in through the Easy Waste portal, and we sit down with GFL over a period of time and some in meetings and so forth, and expanded on services that can be improved from those findings in those reports. And so we decided to just be best if we just try it on a probationary period and see do these effects work, and if they are they for the citizens of Fairburn.
But like, what were some of the issues that you collected? Well,
Ms. Davis, let me be direct with Ms. Davis as to what some of the issues were. Last year, Ms. Davis, there were two incidents over in the parks at Durham Lakes. First, there was a severe paint spill all up and down the streets.
Yeah.
It was so severe that GFL had to come in and repaint the whole subdivision, because they just went through the subdivision. There were paint everywhere, and it couldn't be pressure washed off
right.
the streets.
Right.
So they did that. And then less than 2 weeks later, they came back with a really bad garbage spill
right.
all over the subdivision.
Okay.
And that was a big issue. Mm-hmm. And it took them a while to eradicate that issue that we were having.
Right.
Then the customer complaints we got a lot of customer complaints. We got a lot of missed pickups. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of backdoor pickups where folks were paying to have their trash picked up from the back, and they were not being picked up. We had some issues with Mr. Martin. Oh, we had some issues with the bulk pickup. They were not picking up bulk pickups. The city of Fairburn's street department was making those pickups because people were complaining.
Yeah.
And so we started looking at all of the complaints. We started having conversations, and then we just came to the conclusion that we needed to have a lesser term contract.
Right.
So that we could see if this is going to work for us.
Right.
And and they were in total agreement. I will say that GFL has worked with us, and the contract was actually Mr. Martin and I and myself went through the contract, decided what we wanted to put in the contract. We sent it to GFL. They made maybe one or two minor changes. They sent it back to us. We made our changes. We sent it back to them, and they agreed. And then we sent it to Attorney Turner, and he gave us his okay on it. So those were some of the issues that we were really having to deal with. And you know, the spillage was major for us.
Yeah.
And even right now with the spillage, and they had to go in and repaint. I mean, I'm sorry, repave the whole subdivision, they still have not striped it. And so we're working with them now to get that subdivision striped.
Yeah.
And so those are some of the issues. And we wanted them to be a part of the community, to be invested in some of our initiatives that we have going on in the city. And if you go back and look at the contract on page 6.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. That's great. Yeah.
Okay. Number 11 is something that we added into the contract because, you know, it's not just about us paying you. We want to receive something in return, too.
Right, right, right. Thank you, Mayor. I do remember that all spillage all over, because I went over there and I took pictures.
Yeah.
So I remember that, and I also remember the paint spill, but I just wanted it to be shared what our concerns have been with them. And I notated in the contract how we have, placed in here accountability in reference to them. And also, like you said, for them to give back to the community and be a part of the community. So that's a great, good thing. Thank you, Mayor.
But I will, as a footnote, make council aware that GFL has been very cooperative. And whenever we have a complaint, they are coming back in now and they're answering and they're resolving those complaints. So they are working with us.
Great. Good deal. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Martin, did you have any other comments to make on this contract?
Mayor, one of the things that most of the citizens may notice that their trash receptacles are being put back on the sidewalk. We've getting a daily report from the operations manager that has done extended quality control since we've engaged in this here particular venture. And they have shown their due diligence in trying to correct every avenue of this. One of the main things that we would have to do is kind of re-educate the citizens to utilize these bulk services rather than call the street department. They are in as part of the contract as well. They have the only thing they have to do, and we're going to put it out on website and everything else, and go ahead and let them know this service is what the city pays for, and we'd like for it to be utilized accordingly.
Okay, great.
And council, also, I wanted you all to be made aware that we were experiencing missed pickups. Say they were supposed to pick up on a Friday. They did not pick up on a Friday, and folks had put their trash out. They may not come until Saturday. And before we start negotiating this contract again, one time they didn't come until Sunday morning. And so people started calling, when are they going to get my trash? And so that was another issue that we wanted to make them aware that if you're not going to pick up on your scheduled days, you need to let us know so we can put something out to our people. Or you need to put something out. You need to do mobile calls. You need to do something, not just let people trash sit on the streets and they don't know when it's going to be picked up.
Right, right. Great.
Okay.
Oh, I have a personal question.
Yes, ma'am.
How can I get a new Kirby car too?
Just call utility department tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Pat. This is Councilman Pound. I do have a question that's been asked by several people I know after the most recent newsletter came out. We're talking about yard waste. At one point in time, I think we probably still do have a shredder. We are not shredding limbs and those kinds of things for folks anymore. They're going to be doing it.
Gail, I see you're on the line. Could you all unmute Gail Higgs for me? Okay, Gail, did you hear the question?
Mayor, I think she has two accounts open. Let me see if the other one is ready. Ms. Higgs.
Okay, well let me try to answer that question for you. Looks like Gail is not able to get through. Councilman Palin, we do have a chipper. And it is still working. But we've had so much debris to pick up that it has really been a lot on the city. We were even thinking about trying to get someone in here to help us with that. because that has fallen on the street department. But we still do chip tree limbs. Now, with the bug pickup with GFL, they're supposed to be picking those limbs up. But they have so many stipulations attached to it. It can only be so many feet. It has to be bundled. And so people feel like, well, if I got to do all that, I just call the city and just put it out there and they'll just take it. But we're going to have to educate our folks how they're going to have to put those limbs and things out. But we still do chip limbs and we pick up leaves and so forth. We're trying to give it to GFL because that's a part of the contract. But if push come to shove, we will still do it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, because people have asked me that, but I'm not really certain how this is going to transpire. So if we get that information out and get the word to folks, I think that will solve it, because this suggests that limbs will be picked up on the day that they pick up your trash, and that may not necessarily be the case under these circumstances, correct?
You're correct. I think it was the first and third. Mr. Martin, what's the date for that pickup?
That's the first and third Tuesday of each month. And they do with the regular trash do pick up some of the yard trimmings and cuts, as long as they are able to put in those paper bags or biodegradable bags. They will pick those up with the trash.
Okay.
Okay.
People will still have to call them in order to get their limbs picked up and taken away, correct?
That's correct. And they can instruct them on the length of the cut and further instructions. They even more and so encourage it.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to be able to tell people how this is going to differ somehow so we can move forward. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Council, I see that we have Mandy Rotover on the phone. She's with us tonight. She's with GFL. If you can unmute her, Devante, I would like for Mandy to say a few words to council. Is she unmuted? Mandy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This is Mandy Rotover from GFL. Thank you, Mayor, for the opportunity to speak with you guys.
Thank you. Do you have anything that you would like to bring forth to council concerning your renewal of your contract?
Yes, ma'am. Just wanted to first say thank you for the opportunity to present this to the city of Fairburn for the opportunity of the extension of the current contract. Certainly, as Mayor has explained and Mr. Martin has explained, there's been some opportunities for improvement. So we are certainly working diligently with our operations team and our general manager to make sure that we're responsive to the items in the contract that you're supposed to be providing service for, in addition to making sure that we are a responsive partner within the community, working with the city and other organizations to be a good partner. It's our hope that the city of Fairburn will see the improvements and we can continue this long-lasting relationships for many years to come.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mandy.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome.
Mandy.
Okay, so council, is there a motion on, is there any more questions concerning the contract? And let me just say that it has been vetted by Attorney Randy Turner. Is there a motion on the floor to approve this contract with GFL?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
The motion has been made by Councilwoman Linda J. Davis. Is there a second?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, second.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposing? That motion carries 5-0. Mandy, I have a signed contract to you on tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you, Mayor and Council, and Mr. John Martin for working with us and trusting that we can improve the service that the residents in the city deserve. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am.
Do we have an executive session?
No, ma'am, not tonight.
Okay, great. Council comments. We're gonna start with Councilman Pat Pallon.
I have no comments.
Okay. Councilwoman Linda J. Davis.
They are very brief, very brief. I just want to... Okay. I just want to again congratulate Chief Mathis and the police department for the certification, the second certification. We are very proud of our police department and what they do and how they focus on community policing. And I just want to congratulate them again. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Davis. Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Yes, Mayor, I just be brief. I just want to congratulate our chief. I think he's doing an excellent job. Having worked in Fairburn for a little over 10 years on the police department, I've seen a great improvement in morale and everything else. And this just adds more to it. And just so appreciative for our chief. Thank you, chief. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Councilman James Whitmore.
Yes, Mayor, in keeping with my colleagues, again, Chief Mathis, congratulations to you and the police department. And I know for a fact that they do know their policies and procedures. They have shown time and time again with various issues that we called to talk about, and the officers responded in a exemplary manner. So thank you for that. Also, I would also like to thank both Chief Mathis and Chief Robinson for the outpouring of their staff to support Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones today. They came out in force and represented the city well. And I just wanna say thank you for that. With that, Mayor, that concludes my comments.
Thank you, Councilman Whitmore. And last but not least is Councilman Ulysses Smallwood.
All right, just like my colleague said, just wanna congratulate Chief and our wonderful department. I think I always used to say, even when closing in the prior years, that I might travel all around Atlanta, but I feel safe when I come to Fairburn. And it's just, you know, a stellar department. As well as next thing is just that I'm glad finally with all of our, many of our facilities opening, the third Friday's happening, just to finally kind of get back to some semblance of normalcy. So I'm just really, really excited going into this summer, much different than we did last summer. So that's all I have. Thank you all, and I love you.
Thank you, Councilman. Just two congratulations tonight. The first one is to Dana Ray, who is coming on as our city clerk effective June 7th. Welcome aboard. And the second congratulations is to Chief Stoney Mathis for the state certification for the next 3 years. With that being said, that's the end of my comment. Is there a motion on the floor to adjourn?
So moved, Councilman Smallwood. Hey, look, I'm first on that one.
Motion made by Councilman Smallwood. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. The meeting now is adjourned. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Be safe.